Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Free Talk Live is, of course, live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Stephanie.
And I'm the other host, Mark.
And I want to remind you about listen.freetalklive.com. That's the place where you can find all the different ways to listen to the show, including the live streams, radio affiliates, satellite, webcam, and listen lines. And, Mark, we have a phone call to start off this hour with.
It is Free Talk Live, after all.
It is, and you can call us, of course, at 855-450-FREE if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go now to Frank, listening in New York. Frank, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes. Frank, you're on the air with
Hello,
Free Talk
how
Live.
How are you doing tonight?
All's well.
Good. Hello?
Frank, can you hear us? We can hear
no,
you.
No, I can't. Could you speak a bit louder, please?
Well, we can't really do that.
We'll have the board up, turn up the gain there.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good. Yeah, I wanted to, I think the case you're talking about, is it the McMartin Day School?
Yeah, that was
Florida?
The one from way back, I think it was the late 80s, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, that was, there were books written about that like a witch hunt after the people were sort of acquitted after spending many years in jail, and I think there were some movies made about that.
But, Gina Reno fame there,
correct.
Right?
Also, Janet Reno was responsible for the Waco massacre. She was the attorney general at the time, and Bill Clinton was the president, and they should have been impeached and brought to trial for violating the civil rights of the Branch Davidians, and that should have been the impeachment, certainly not Monica Lewinsky's act of fellatio on the president in the White House.
It's but alleged fellatio, Frank.
Enough said
it was
about
from,
that.
It
enough
depends on what is, right?
Enough said about that. What I'm, you know, interested in right now and very concerned about is the current status with the Russians, the Chinese, the Syrians, the United States, and NATO. And
we actually had that on our show prep tonight, Frank. Mark
no, you know what? I missed
that.
I just got in a little while ago. But
we haven't talked about it yet. We just had it on the docket.
Okay. I've got it sitting over here. Apparently Syria decided it'd be a good idea to shoot down a Turkish F-4.
Yes, and it looks as if that was sort of like staged from what some of the European press is saying, but not having witnessed it, one really doesn't know. What I'm concerned about at the moment is the fact that it's been proven that the CIA is funding the Syrian rebels and the massacres that the Syrian rebels have performed on, you know, loyalists to the government. It's just tragic. It's a tremendous tragedy.
And yeah, both
it looks
sides.
As if we're going to be embroiled in, you know, another Middle Eastern misadventure.
Yeah, this really looks like 19, well, I don't know, whatever, you know, when the Balkans had the problems with the Archduke Ferdinand and, you know,
correct.
The Serbian shot him. I mean, it really has that little country draws in the world feel.
Exactly. And what's interesting, at that time, all of the great alliances had security arrangements with different countries and principalities. Many of them were secret. And what's interesting, the security arrangement that Russia and China have with Iran is not secret. They have, over the last 6 years, have told the United States, both administrations, that an attack on Iran is considered to be an attack on China and Russia. And our media really doesn't seem to cover it. Certainly the European press and the Asian press have covered it profoundly, but
You know, that's funny. It's usually the case. I remember seeing, I think it was Time magazine, and there was a direct comparison of four different covers from different parts of the world.
Yes.
Like one was in Europe, one was in the U.S., one was, you know, somewhere else, Middle East. And there were three different covers. They were all the same, talking about, you know, some important issue of world politics and news. And the U.S. one was something like, what's
dumb.
Making us fat or something. You know, like, yeah.
Oh, exactly. I mean, people have been, you know, the media, the corporate media, that tends to control the minds of the mass audience, really, you know, has the key issues sort of, the gatekeepers have, you know, kept the real issues from appearing. But, you know, with the interactive media technologies and the internet, it's possible to read, you know, 20 world newspapers, you know, in a 2-hour period. So you
yeah,
have
and that's really
what's actually
empowering.
Happening. But
yeah,
can I
people.
Say one thing, though, since
sure.
we raised that issue, that, again, my concern for the Iran and for Syria. But what I'm concerned about, too, is the fact that with the National Defense Authorization Act of December 2011 that Obama signed into law over the Christmas Hanukkah holidays – The fact that when you were discussing the testimony of the four-year-olds and the people, at least there's habeas corpus whereby they're informed of their charges. Right now, with the current status of the United States and the provisions that authorize the repeal of habeas corpus, you can be detained, shot, kidnapped, put in a foreign jail without even being told the charges and without legal counsel or anything. And this really worries me because you see what happens when, you know, when the civil rights and the Bill of Rights existed in some of these cases and the tremendous miscarriages of justice that have occurred. And you look at the number of people on death row that are innocent, that, you know, the evidence was sloppy or the malfeasance on the part of the prosecutors, the district attorneys, whatever. And that's with, you know, the constitutional protections. Not with those gone, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be worse than Kafka's nightmare.
Frank, what do we do about it, or what do you suggest we do about it?
Right now there's enough evidence in the historical record, the mass media record, the actual legislation that violates the Bill of Rights that the Senate and the Congress have signed on to and agreed to, and it's time to bring treason charges and actually impeach the people.
You think that's going to happen? You think the government's going to prosecute
the only way to save this republic and to preserve the Constitution?
Haven't people been trying to get, you know, the government to prosecute George Bush, Dick Cheney for the, you know, sort of false pretenses of the Iraq War?
Yeah, but the members in Congress and the Senate have their own agenda, whereby they use the discipline of the party not to allow that to go into committee.
Absolutely.
If something comes up, they table it. They do all sorts of things.
So why would they allow it to go through in this case?
The point is, they are complicit in it. They're not going to. They've all agreed to this. They've all agreed to these unconstitutional criminal actions, especially the international law, violating the territorial sovereignty of nations, interfering. I mean, they violate everyone's human rights and charter of freedom that every citizen of the world in the UN has. So the point is, they are guilty. They're going to be the ones that would be brought to treason, and I think there's so much public support to actually execute them for their acts of treason that they're not going to allow an investigation. They're going to do everything in their power to preserve their own power and their corruption and their financial resources, the ill-gotten gain. They're really criminals. But the point is, the historical record is there. Who voted
for this
bill?
Okay, Frank, so you're kind of – I'd like to sort of, you know, bring it around to –
My view is this. When the United States can't handle its own legality regarding the Constitution and international law has been violated, I say send Bush and his war cabinet to The Hague for war crime trials as international criminals.
So you want The Hague to prosecute the U.S.
Because our own Congress and the Senate are not doing that. They're allowing. They are now complicit in that. They are accessories to the felony. In fact, their actions could be perceived as an obstruction of justice.
So that is a felony
in itself.
Frank, it seems like this is a really daunting task. I mean, I realize you're calling this radio program and has a large audience and stuff like that.
Yes.
But is there anything that you're doing sort of in your own life to sort of...
Absolutely. I always protest the wars. I go to political events. I articulate my points of view. But the point is this. It's going to have to be... basically, the special interests and the foreign lobbies regarding foreign policy control the Senate, and they control the House of Representatives. And they're the elected officials are beholden to those special interests. What's sad about it is the fact that they're all corrupt, and they accept the corruption, and they're not going to put themselves in jeopardy.
I think this really illustrates how little power any of us has over these people
on the head
that would be our kings.
Thanks for the call, Frank. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live. Call with your thoughts, 855-453.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, by
term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call us and talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. We'd love to hear from our listeners. By the way, also want to let you know that if you want to keep up with the latest news about Free Talk Live, anytime there's something interesting and fun happening with the show, you can get emailed. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
I think the best way to do it is to sign up for the email updates. You'll find out the news. And frankly, that's how I find out a lot about news, Free Talk Live.
You get the memo just like the rest.
I just do.
at the same time.
That's how it goes. There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's called the CC Radio 2. I got one recently, and it is an amazing radio. It's known for having the best AM reception because, well, the tuner is built to be large, and it has this special antenna. It's a twin coil ferrite AM antenna, and now it's got a great FM receiver, no doubt, and it's a fine piece of equipment, but it really allows you to get those AM talk stations that you're on the edge of their broadcast range and get them in, you know, just as well as you possibly can. You can get one like I have by going to ccrane.com. That's ccrane.com, or calling them at 800-522-8863. ccrane.com. When you mention Free Talk Live, when you're checking out, you'll get a free flashlight. Everybody needs a free flashlight. This nice LED deal, and it's pretty cool. ccrane.com, 800-522-8863.
All right, Mark, thanks for that. We were going to talk a little bit more about the situation with Syria shooting down a Turkish fighter jet, and Frank had called in the last segment. This kind of came up, but we wanted to get some more detail on that, so what do you got?
Yeah, it's, you know, I can't say Frank's wrong on any of this stuff. This is really scary things that are going on right now. The Libyan situation seemed bad, but you know, what happened with Libya was basically the Western powers told Russia, hey, we're going to go in, we're going to fly some airplanes over, and we're going to make sure some people don't get killed or whatever, and everything will be fine. What they did was they backed up a revolution and had Gaddafi deposed and killed.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? He died, right? They killed him and drug his body through the streets or something.
Oh, I believe so, yeah.
And so, you know, Russia's feeling a little burned there. Like, hey, we were getting oil from those people, and, you know, you screwed it up for us. So, you know, they're, you know, once bitten, twice shy. Now with Syria, you know, I think it's a lot less likely they're going to go in there and let lives be saved because, well, you know, what's going to happen? They're going to want to depose Assad or whatever. What's happened here in from bbc.co.uk is a Syrian military...
These are always from foreign news sources. Mm-hmm. The U.S. news never covers this stuff.
The Syrian military has said it shot down a Turkish warplane flying in airspace over Syrian waters. A spokesman said the plane, an F-4 Phantom. I wonder where they got that from.
Gee, I wonder. Lockheed Martin?
Yeah, this is basically a Vietnam era jet that you know, they're selling all over. So it says that it was dealt with according to the laws that govern such situations. The state Syrian news agency Sana said the Turkish prime minister said his country would take the necessary steps once all the facts were known, and they are claiming that they have lost the jet. So the Turkish and Syrian navies are meanwhile engaged in a joint search for the two missing crew members. The F-4 Phantom disappeared over the Mediterranean, southwest of Turkey's Hayta province, near the Syrian coast. The Turkish military said it lost radio contact with the F-4 at, it looks like, noon GMT. So, you know, do your math. That's 5 hours ahead of Eastern time.
So you said that you agree with Frank that this is a very dire situation, and so do you feel like as distressed as he seemed to feel about it?
I don't think there's anything I can do. You know,
I kind of feel that way,
when
too.
When it comes down to it, as far as I'm concerned, there are these organizations in the world that call themselves states, governments, or whatever, doers of the people's will, whatever it is, these big fat lies that they tell, when what they do is they do things for their own advantage. You know, yeah, I think that the things that are going on in Syria against, Assad against his people, and frankly, vice versa, too, there have been, you know, the rebels have done some horrifying stuff to loyalists, too, are bad, bad things. But, you know, there were bad things going on in Iraq before the United States went in. And then when the United States went in, it was responsible for more than 100,000 deaths,
yeah.
Non-military
deaths. It didn't
make
the situation better for
right.
Those people who were living there.
And that's not me making up a number. That's the United States State Department's memos leaked through WikiLeaks.
Yeah, which would have every incentive to be a very conservative number, actually.
Right.
It's the U.S. government's own number.
Absolutely. So, you know, some people say 250,000. I'm just going to go with the 100,000 plus. I don't want to see another 100,000 people killed in Syria so that because we're supposed to be saving some thousands of people that are being killed.
Yeah,
I get that there's a civil war going on in Syria. But would the United States had been better if Great Britain would have gotten in on the side of the Confederacy during the Civil War. I mean, likely no. And by the way, the Great Britain probably, if it hadn't have been for the slave issue, probably would have gotten in on the Confederate side of in the Civil War. So, you know, it's just one of those situations where it's none of your business. You shouldn't be involved. If you want to help people, make immigration to this country easier.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Or any country easier,
the
frankly.
Place to go.
I think Turkey took on, I think it was 100,000 people, and that's all they felt they could take. And I understand that's a lot of people. But it's very difficult to immigrate to this country from other countries. The immigration laws are archaic, difficult to, Byzantine at best.
There are ships of Jews from Germany that were turned back during World War II.
It's a really great example.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the United States, people will often say that we needed to fight World War II to save the Jews, when what they don't say is in 1939, the United States turned back a ship full of Jews without any care as to what was going to happen to them. They knew what Hitler was about. They knew he wanted to send the Jews to Madagascar at that point. They didn't care about that. They cared about their immigration policy.
I thought that was Scott the Bigot. I didn't know where. I thought he just wanted to exterminate them.
Really, the Nazis didn't start exterminating Jews until they didn't feel that they had anything else they could do with them. They just wanted to get them out of the country. So, it was a very difficult situation.
I think that's the solution, because borders keep people in. You know, they're sold as a way to keep people out, keep the undesirables out or whatever, but they keep people in. And they keep people out of other places that they could be going to save themselves from a place where they don't want to be living.
And I've heard the arguments, well, you know, borders have been around for millennia in order to, you know, establish nations. If nations don't have borders, blah, 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 you know, you'll see them, you know, decaying, whatever. Well, really, can somebody tell me, prior to 100 years ago, where this magical nation that used borders to keep out, you know, immigrants out? I mean, very, very, very rarely did you see nations use borders to keep out immigrants. Soldiers, certainly. There's the situation with the Ostrogoths and the Visigoths coming into Rome, being pushed by the Mongols, no doubt. But there you're talking about entire nations of people moving. You're not talking about, you know, drips and drabs of tens of thousands or
trickling
whatever people
in.
Coming. You know, so, no, I don't think that ever have, until very recently in modern times have borders been used to keep people, immigrants, unarmed, ununiformed people out of nations.
And it doesn't make sense, because they actually benefit everybody. That situation benefits everybody. When someone can freely choose to live where they want to live, regardless of whatever borders they may be and where their current location is, everyone's better off. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the number. Stay tuned, there's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with myself, Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we're so glad to have you with us tonight. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. I want to remind you, if you're listening or if you're on a mobile phone, you can always go to m.freetalklive.com to find out all the ways you can access Free Talk Live right at your fingertips from your phone.
And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, the place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got all the name brands of all the items that you're going to need, whether you're into, you know, survival or hunting or, you know, whatever outdoors enthusiast you are. You can get the best prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family owned, and you know, they've got a Better Business Bureau rating that's great. You can go check that out. Also, see the you can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL.
Okay, sounds great. So, are we still talking about World War III, or do you want to talk about the nude motorcyclist?
I think we're going to go to the nude motorcyclist now that you promote that.
Okay. Well, this is from a blog called inaked.tumblr.com. I like the name, kind of a little play on iRobot. The headline is "Nude Pillion Passenger Allowed to Ride On After She Gets No Helmet Ticket." So basically, this lady was riding a motorcycle completely nude. She got pulled over and ticketed, or I guess stopped. We'll see whether she got a ticket. But the reason was because she wasn't wearing a helmet.
In the United States?
I don't think so. It was Romania.
Yeah,
so they're a little more tolerant of that over there. Let me read you a little more detail. A woman riding on the back of a motorcycle, stark naked, was pulled over by police because she wasn't wearing a helmet. The pillion passenger's dangerous curves, no doubt proved distracting for other drivers on the road, but cops clearly didn't want to see her cover up. After pulling the motorbike over in Romania, officers let the modern-day Lady Godiva off with just a warning and a ticket for not donning a helmet. So I don't know how it works in Romania, but they gave her, quote, just a warning and a ticket. So usually it's one or the other here, but
maybe it's the warning. You know, you get it. Usually it's a written, like maybe they're saying it's a written warning as opposed to the verbal warning.
Oh, but they, well, why would they give her a warning if they also gave her a ticket?
I'm saying that the ticket might refer to a piece of paper as opposed to a fine. And
I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I mean, it's what it sounds like.
Fest. I'm a little slow on that.
No problem. So, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised that here in the United States, if there isn't any law against wearing proper protective gear on a motorcycle.
Well, that's one of the things that came to mind. This seems really dangerous. I mean, most people who ride motorcycles are wearing leather jackets, a lot of leather, actually, and it's not just because it looks cool, it's to protect themselves, because they often wear it, you know, even when it's really hot out, because if you fall off a motorcycle, especially at speeds, you know, you're going to get significant abrasions over parts of your body. You lose a lot of skin that way. I mean, if you fall off a motorcycle, you're going to get hurt
anyway. I'm just not a fan of motorcycles. I find them to be very dangerous pieces of equipment. This comes from a guy who had a KZ-1000 when I was 19 years old. Maybe that's why I think they're dangerous, because I used to drive one when I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't very safe at the time. But, leather's better, but it doesn't stop you from breaking bones.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she figured if she was going to take a risk of riding on a motorcycle, she might as well go all out, feel the wind on her skin. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would motivate someone to ride a motorcycle nude, but
attention.
Maybe. Yeah, that could be it. But, I mean, what do you think about these helmet laws? I know New Hampshire doesn't have a helmet law. I think it's probably a prudent, smart thing to do to wear a helmet when you're riding a motorcycle.
It's your head. You should decide what happens to it. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to put your head into a machine press and have it smushed, that's what you can do. It's your head.
I wouldn't support that, but I wouldn't prohibit someone from doing that with the government.
The reason I don't support it is somebody else has to clean up the mess. But, when it comes to...
You don't think
to,
there might be something wrong with a person? They might need some help if they wanted to crush their head in a vice.
I don't.
They're basically suicidal.
Are you calling motorcyclists suicidal?
Well, no, but somebody who wants to
to
crush their head.
We know that motorcyclists, die in accidents at a far higher rate than people in cars, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so I suppose you could say the same thing about motorcyclists.
Okay. Well, okay, if it was your friend and your friend was riding a motorcycle around with no helmet, would you talk to your friend about it?
I think helmets are a better idea than riding without them. I've certainly seen incidences. I have had a friend who, he was wearing a helmet and his passenger wasn't. He's alive. She's not. And...
Yeah,
it's one of those circumstances. I believe in wearing helmets. I would wear a helmet. The only reason I would ride a motorcycle is because they tend to use less gasoline. But
yeah,
I'm not scared of the motorcyclists on the road. I'm scared of what the cars do to the motorcyclists on the road.
Yeah.
Also, they don't stay up as well. Sometimes you just fall over and you hit a patch of gravel or whatever, and the whole thing goes over.
Right. Have you ever asked someone to wear a seatbelt when they were in your car and they didn't put one on?
I haven't. I don't. Sometimes I've told people to wear seatbelts, but
you're telling.
If they didn't comply, I probably wouldn't kick them out. My rule on seatbelts is not nearly as firm as my rule on smoking in the car, mm-hmm. because if you fly through the window, I've got insurance for a new window.
Wow, that sounds pretty callous to me.
It's their body.
Yeah, but don't you care if your friend flies through the window?
I can't make them live. The next car they get in and choose not to put a seatbelt on, I'm not going to be the one driving it.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, if that was someone I cared about, I would talk to them. But anyway, what about riding a motorcycle nude? I mean, do you think that this is like...
Something I've ever run into.
Well, I wonder if this is a commonplace thing in Romania. Is it just sort of like the, prudism of America that we would think this is interesting enough to talk about on the radio?
No, I think that nude women on motorcycles is probably news anywhere. Mm-hmm. People like people. It's uncommon, and people like nude folks.
Nude folks. I guess
nudity is interesting.
What do you think if it was a nude man who was riding a nude? Is there a gender double standard?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah, I
think
do.
The only guy that ever got a pass as far as this was the naked guy in Berkeley. And I think he got a pass because it was Berkeley. Do you remember this guy?
No, what was he doing? Skateboarding?
No, he was a college student and at Berkeley, and he would just not wear clothes, and he was in reasonably good shape, and so maybe that's the reason he got the pass. I don't know, but generally, a woman on a motorcycle is interesting. Naked on a motorcycle is interesting. A man naked on a motorcycle is a sex criminal. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I do see a double standard there. I agree with you. But, she was called a distraction in this article.
Oh, yeah, and distracting, sure.
I don't know if a man would be called a distraction. You know what I mean?
Well, when you indeed, I think you'd be probably just as distracting. But think about how many accidents have been caused by attractive women walking down the road doing nothing other than being who they are.
Yeah,
doing nothing.
It's not as though that's their fault.
It's not like it's their fault, but they're should. Are they a distraction? Yeah, I can say they're a distraction. I've been distracted. It's not her fault, though. It's mine for not paying attention to the road.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you are responsible, whether it's changing the radio station or what, you're responsible for your own safety when you're driving, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. There's not much more on this. I just want to know if anybody out there has ridden a motorcycle nude, or if they want to tell us a story about maybe some interesting things they've seen on the road. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Or
I've got a story.
Opinion about helmet laws. What's your story?
When I was, this must have been early 80s or something like that. I think we my dad and I took a trip up to Indiana and in the van. And, I was a young, maybe 10 or something like that. And there was a guy on a bike and with a passenger his passenger was topless, and she was showing off her toplessness to anybody who would look on the road. And yeah, it was interesting and something that caught one's attention, and certainly a distraction on the Interstate 75. But I got to see that at 10 years old, and I don't think it really warped me or anything like that. So I don't think the nudity is that big of a deal. But because it happens so rarely...
Everybody has those parts. Yeah. I mean, they're just... In a lot of cultures, they're covered up by clothes, right?
Indeed.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. Tell us your nudist stories. It's Free Talk Live. We'd love to hear from you. And there's more coming up. We're going to talk about... What are we going to talk about, Mark?
I've got an interesting sort of moral situation with a British parachutist who apparently fell to his death.
I would love to hear more about that. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live, and we've got more on the way. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
We'd love to hear from you at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Nobody's called in with their nude motorcycle stories, Mark. I'm kind of disappointed.
Somehow I knew that was going to be the case.
I thought for sure somebody would have one. You had started telling a story about the
Well, that was the whole story.
Okay, there you go.
What if she was 10 years old, I saw a woman topless on a motorcycle. There you go. That's my story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet people have similar experiences. I've seen some interesting things on the road myself, especially when you're riding up high in a vehicle. You can kind of look down into people's cars. Not that I take advantage of that too often. I don't want to sound like a creep.
But who doesn't?
I bet most people would... Yeah, take a peek if they were looking, they were in a high vehicle and they could.
Well, that just goes to show when you're in a low vehicle, either wear pants or know what's going to happen, one of the two.
Mm, indeed. So let's get into the story that you had waiting so patiently.
Yeah, this is from The Telegraph, and it's kind of two stories in one. It's one story on sort of the incompetence of government and the another about, your actions having consequences for other people. This is British parachutist Jake Simpkins pleaded for fire crews to throw him a rope before falling to his death. And this is by Gordon Rayner and Holly Goodall. Mr. Simpkins spent 3 hours trapped on a ledge, speaking to his girlfriend on his mobile phone and tourists on the beach below before the rocks holding him gave way. Emergency workers have been criticized for failing to save Mr. Simpkins as they had no ropes or climbing equipment when they arrived at the scene on the island of Zante, known as Zakynthos. This is a Greek island. A Greek worker who was with Mr. Simpkins' girlfriend, Anita, said he was speaking to her constantly and letting her know he was okay. He was calm. Jake asked for the emergency services to throw him a rope so he could climb down. Surely 3 hours was enough time for fire service to find a rope and get it to him. After he jumped from the top of a 900-foot cliff on Nava Agio Beach in the northwest of the island, a gust of wind blew him into the rock face where he was left hanging for 3 hours. I asked the local chief to call for the specialist backup, but he wouldn't listen. Even though 3 hours had passed, he was hanging 70 meters above the rocks. They didn't even get a rope down to him. How is that possible?
So he had a parachute on, but he was stranded on this rock face?
I think, at that point, he'd let it go because it pulled him into the rocks.
Oh, okay. I don't quite understand.
Oh, well, he didn't jump out of an airplane. He jumped off a rock. He's a base jumper.
Oh,
so this is a highly dangerous job, right?
Gotcha.
So, I mean, some of this is, it's, well, you know, when you do dangerous things, bad things are going to happen. That's why we call them dangerous.
Yeah, you accept some degree of risk. But,
certainly.
But still, it seems like, yeah, three hours is a reasonable amount of time for somebody to find a rope. Is there no rope on the whole island?
I'm sure there was rope. Apparently, the fire chief didn't think it was necessary to call for rock climbing specialists or something. I don't know.
And but, were these services, the firefighters or the EMS, were they provided by the government?
Of course they were.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
you know?
They are. I mean, this is kind of like something that we talk about at Free Aid a lot is the idea that, you know, if somebody has a cardiac arrest, they have precious little time. You know, like every minute that goes by, their chance of surviving from that goes down by about 10%. So that means if you wait 10 minutes without doing any kind of CPR or using a defibrillator on them, then they're probably going to die, and they're very unlikely to be revived after that.
Right.
So CPR is kind of meant to keep their heart beating for them until somebody can arrive with a defibrillator and shock them into, you know, a normal heart rhythm again, if that's possible. But you really can't rely on calling an ambulance because sometimes it can just take them too long to get there. And the person is, you know, on their way out by the time they arrive. So it's really important to be able to help each other out. So that's kind of one of the things that we try to educate people about, sort of empowering them to help their neighbors instead of always relying on people in the government.
Well, and in this circumstance, you know, it's not just relying on people in government, but should the taxpayers of Greece or Zimokokos or whatever the name of this place is be responsible for saving a guy who jumps off the top of, you know, mountains that he shouldn't be jumping off of, right?
Well, it's kind of a slippery slope because should they be responsible for somebody who smokes for 40 years and needs a lung transplant? Should they be responsible for somebody who drinks their whole life and needs a liver transplant or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, these services should all be provided in the marketplace. And, you know, obviously there'll be people in these services that want to help people in the same way that firefighters and EMS workers want to help people now. You'll have, you know, something that's less ponderous and less bureaucratic than the government administering these situations. I mean, for instance, out, you know, there's tow services out when you're out on a boat. Now, this is an emergency situation. You're out on a boat, your boat dies. Well, you call one of these tow services. Is it cheap? No, it's not cheap.
No.
But, you know, you went out in the water, your boat broke, and you need to pay in order to get it to get it back. Why in the world shouldn't if the taxpayers of you know, X city or municipality or county or whatever are responsible for you if your boat tips over to save you, then why aren't they responsible for you when your boat breaks down just to come out and get you and drag you back? I'm sure in some places they are where the tow services, you know, can't make as much money. I'm from the Gulf Coast to Florida, where, you know, there's some Yankee going out there, his boat's breaking down every hour, so they can make plenty of money. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this should have been a private situation where, you know, taxpayers aren't responsible for people who want to jump off the top of mountains. I mean, doesn't that sound suicidal to you? And
it sounds like thrill-seeking, I guess. I mean, I think that there are always going to be people who aren't the most sympathetic cases, you know, when they need help, but they still need help. And I can relate to them because, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Sometimes everybody does things that after the fact seem like maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Everybody screws up. You know, sometimes people who even abuse their own bodies, like with, you know, heavy drug use and things like that, they're doing that because they're in a lot of pain and they don't know how else to cope with it. And so you can feel empathy for them and still want to help them. I don't think you should be forced to help them, but they still need help, you know, and I don't know. I do feel some degree of compassion. I can't just, like, let them go and die, you know.
I concur with you. I just don't think that the taxpayers are responsible for that person. See, because the taxpayers pay for these organizations, in, you know, this you know, fire department here in this little Greek island, Zikynthos, you know, they're being made fun of. They're being ridiculed for not getting a rope down to this guy over the course of 3 hours.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's ridiculous. I mean, a fire department that doesn't have a rope that they can't get down to somebody, you know, 70 meters or whatever it is.
Could they figure something creative out, even if they didn't have a rope? Like, maybe they have something that they can use.
What did they go up there with if they didn't have rope? I mean, they didn't have hose. clothes. They didn't have anything. I mean, really, they couldn't get anything down to this guy. So, I mean, it's a pathetic situation, and we know the governments are bureaucratic and they're disorganized and unaccountable.
What's the process like for hiring people that staff those fire departments? How would people go about it if they were really like incompetent? How would people go about?
When I talk about government agents, generally I believe the government agents themselves and individually are as competent as you and I.
Uh-huh.
It's no one is as dumb as all of us kind of situation. When administration is bad and doesn't need to be better because checks and balances.
I don't know if it's dumb, but what about like dispersed costs and concentrated benefits? You know, like if each person is paying, say, $20 a year for the fire department,
mm-hmm.
and it would be really annoying and costly to find out, okay, how competent is this person? Are they going to have a rope when they need it? You know, no one's going to go to that trouble, especially if they're only paying $20 a year for it. And, oh, if they increase the taxes, it'll only go up about one more dollar a year, so why should we bother? You know, it's one of those situations where nobody has really any incentive to be following up and checking on how good they are at this fire department. And
right.
And those happen so frequently with government. You know, that's everything with government. It's always like the benefits of whatever government program are going to a few people, and sort of everyone is responsible for checking up, and nobody wants to do it because it's not worth it.
Yeah, I don't know what the solution is to this situation other than making this a private situation. I mean, mm-hmm. if it was a private situation, then, you know, whatever responsibility might fall upon the private organization, it would fall upon them. But try to hold a government responsible for their actions. It's nearly impossible. And
yeah.
then when you do manage to hold them responsible, all you're holding responsible is the taxpayers who had never had any responsibility in the first place, because all they are is the livestock by which, you know, that's milked by the bureaucrats.
Mm.
So,
indeed,
you know,
yeah.
it's this situation where no one has any culpability. Government agents, by their very definition, have immunity from prosecution. So, you know, how do you make these things work? And I think the only thing to make it work is to return it to the marketplace. I mean, it's an extreme situation where a parachutist, jumps off the top of a mountain. But, I mean, it was 3 hours. They couldn't get a rope to him.
Yeah, exactly. What are your thoughts on this? 855-450-FREE is our number. I think we do have a nude motorcyclist calling in with a story, Mark, so stay tuned for that. Coming up in Hour 3, it's Free Talk Live. Your calls are welcome, and stick around because there's more coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.